Amen. In Philadelphia stands one of history's most famous symbols. Symbols of civic liberty. Do you know what is that? The Liberty Bell. And the Liberty Bell display in Leviticus chapter 25. Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. When these nation's founders sought words for freedom, they turned to the Bible. Yet, the verse's original meaning was not political independence, but jubilee, a holy year when debts were forgiven, slaves freed, and land restored to the poor. It was a declaration of radical grace. As we mark the 250th anniversary of the United States, we have much to thank God for as citizens. But as Christians, freedom reaches beyond 1776 and any political document. This anniversary calls us to see freedom through a theology of the cross. Our true freedom in Christ is the power to love and serve our neighbors. This is a freedom with rolled up sleeves, moving from theology into daily rhythm. When we forgive a long-held resentment, lighten someone else's financial burden, or speak up for the forgotten, we live the jubilee by sharing radical grace on our own streets. In Christ, we are freed not from one another, but for one another. To understand our role as Christians in a free society, we look through a classic Lutheran lens, what we call the two kingdoms. Martin Luther reminded the church that God rules the world in two distinct ways. The first is the left-hand kingdom, the earthly realm of government, law, and civic order. God established it in love to preserve order and uphold outward justice so people may live in peace. On this 250th anniversary, we give thanks for our civic freedoms. Freedom of speech, assembly, and worship are gifts of God's common grace, His providential care for all people. The theology of the cross keeps us humble. As Daniel reminds us on chapter 4, the Most High is sovereign over the kingdom of mortals. He gives it to whom He will. Empires raise and fall, but the Most High still reigns. As we reflect on our history, we neither worship the state nor boast in our nation's righteousness. Whatever justice and freedom we enjoy are gifts from the ruler of all nations. This gives life to Psalm 33. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. In its original context, the nation whose God is the Lord did not refer to a modern state, but to God's covenant people. Through Jesus Christ, the holy nation is now the church, spread throughout the world. Therefore, a nation's deepest blessing is found not in wealth or military power, but in how closely it reflects God's care for the vulnerable, the broken, and the oppressed. Civic freedom is a beautiful blessing, but the left-hand kingdom has limitations. It can govern the body, but it cannot rescue the soul. For that, we must look to the right-hand kingdom. The right-hand kingdom, it's the spiritual realm where God rules not by human law, but by grace, the gospel, and the Holy Spirit. Civic freedom says, I am independent. No one tells me what to do. But the spiritual freedom of the gospel says something entirely different. Look what the Bible proclaims. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. And the Gospel of John says, so if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Brothers and sisters, the freedom Paul and Jesus proclaim is spiritual, not political. Christ did not die to secure a political system, but to break our bondage to sin. A person may live in a free nation and still be captive to anxiety, greed, and self-interest. Yet even behind prison bars, those who belong to Jesus are freer than the rulers of this world. How then do these two freedoms meet inside the heart of a Christian? Martin Luther captured this beautiful tension perfectly, writing the following. A Christian is a perfectly free Lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all. Because of Christ, your identity is secure in heaven. Freed from trying to save yourself, you are now free to give your life in service to your neighbor. The Apostle Peter connects this directly to our civic lives in 1 Peter. As servants of God, live as free people, yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. On July 4th, we celebrate independence. But in God's kingdom, we live in holy interdependence. Civic freedom is not license for self-indulgence, but a gift for serving our calling. God has placed us here to be the hands and feet of Christ, serving our communities, helping hurting neighbors, and loving even those with whom we disagree. We are free from all to become servants to all. There is a story about a pastor, and I love this story. A pastor traveling abroad during a time of international tension. At each checkpoint, he showed his passport, a powerful document that gave him protection and privileges many others did not have. He was deeply thankful for it. During his troubles, he visited a small underground church. The believers came from many backgrounds and earthly citizenships, some even from nations hostile to his own. Yet at the Lord's table, those divisions disappeared. They wept, prayed, and watched one another's feet as one in Christ. Later, the pastor wrote that while his earthly passport held value in this passing world, it meant nothing at the altar. There, the only mark that mattered was the cross on his forehead in baptism. A theology of glory boasts in national strength, but a theology of the cross calls us to humility and honesty, to confess our sins, pray for those in authority, and love our country without giving it God's place. My beloved brothers, continue to enjoy the fireworks this weekend and thank God for the blessings of this land. But as you celebrate, remember your true citizenship, your lasting home, is God's eternal kingdom, and your sure hope is in Christ Jesus, who wore a crown of thorns to set you free forever. And the people of God say,
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for making us free. Free to love and to care for one another and for our neighbors. Please allow us to always remember that we are here to be your hands and your feet for others. In Jesus' name we pray.